Since this is the last podcast for the year of 2024, we are going to be talking about casting a vision for the new year's. What are some of the things that you should be thinking about, some of the things you shouldn't be thinking about, and how you can go into this new year very, very healthy in mind, body, and spirit. We're going to be talking about that in today's podcast, so I hope to see you on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have a desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with the final episode of the year of 2024. We are here with Faith, Focus, and Finances, trying to help women all over the place be their best selves on this side of heaven so that we can do what we need to do for ourselves and also glorify the Father who is in heaven. And you guys know, I don't typically like to timestamp my podcast because you can be listening to this podcast in a February or, you know, in an August. So I don't tend to like to timestamp them, but I thought it was still okay to do that. It's like, it's not a big deal. Just go ahead and timestamp it because I want to not only be able to look back and listen to what I said this time of the year, I want you to be able to go back and look at it. And even if you are listening to this podcast at some time throughout the year, you can still take the information that I'm saying here and start anew right now today, right? We tend to do that at the end of a year, at the end of a quarter, you know, when our birthday comes up, whatever the case may be. Like we usually have a time period where we kind of mark time, and or it's easy to mark time rather, and we can say from here I'm going to do this. I'll start it on Monday. I'll do it the top of the month or whatever the case may be. But I am challenging you that no matter when you listen to this particular podcast, that you will think about your vision for your next. Let's just say it like that. Maybe I'll even change the title, is your vision for your next. And because we are talking about this being at the new year, I think it's very apropos to be talking about vision for our next. So I want to kind of give you some of the things that I'm going to be doing. So I'm going to be the guinea pig today. I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking about for myself. And I want you to be thinking about this for yourself. Again, no matter what time or when you're listening to this podcast. So the first thing that I am thinking about is my word for the year. I had been thinking about this for the last couple of weeks. And sometimes I'll have a word and I will kind of just play with it a little bit to see if it works for the different aspects of my life. And then if it doesn't, I want to change it. And if it does, then we're going to go with it. And so I've done that. And my word for next year, so before I tell you my word, I want you to have a word for next year. Again, doesn't matter where, let me rephrase it. Doesn't matter where you are when you listen to this, what time of the year you listen to this podcast. I want you to have a word for your next. That's really what I want to say. I want you to have a word for your next, because I think that that's something that can continue to center you in where it is you want to be. If there's something you want to stop doing, start doing, be better at, overcome, right? Leave behind, find a word that's going to help you for your next. And my word that I'm taking for my next is called different. I'm taking that word because I want to do things different in so many areas of my life. I want my prayer life to be different. I want my Bible study to be different. I want my growth and my growth with God to be different. I want my health to be different. I want my finances to be different. I want how I go about doing business as an entrepreneur to be different, because I've done it a particular way for as long as I've been on this earth. And I want to do it different because I believe that there are different results that I'm going to get by doing things differently. Did you hear how I said that? I'm going to get different results by doing things differently. And I'm going to have the courage. Watch this. I want to have the courage to do things different. I want to be able to cook a little bit more. Because you guys know, well, if you didn't know, I can't stand to cook. I just cook because it's a necessity of life, right? But I just want to do some things different. And I'm going to challenge myself And I may try to do this monthly, like take a month where I'm going to be like, okay, what am I working on that's different for this month? Or I'm going to put it in my 12-week year plan. Like, what is it that I'm going to do different for this particular cycle? So that's something that I'm going to be thinking about. What I also do is on the last day of the year, which is the day you're listening to this podcast, I do a lot of different things. I clean up my laptop, the desktop, and I put everything in folders. Y'all, I'm like a folder crazy person. So everything is going to go into a 2025 folder. I'm going to start everything new. I want everything cleaned up. You know, some people clean up their house. Some people going to make some black eyed peas because they believe it's good luck, or it is good luck for them. I don't want to say they believe, but it is good luck for them to start off the new year. There's a lot of different things that people are going to do. I don't normally do New Year's resolutions because they just don't. I think that the way we have done it is just, I call them New Year's lie illusions. Forgive me, but I ain't taking it back. As my girl said, I said what I said, right? I just don't think that we stick to them the way that we should. And so I just do it a little bit differently. So that's what this is what I'm encouraging you to do. So I want you to first have a word for the year. The second thing that I'm going to do is I had some categories that I was looking in. Generally speaking, like, do you have something for your health, your wealth, maybe from wealth, but your finances? I'll say that differently. Maybe your finances and how you're doing things. Do you want to save more? Do you want to give more? Do you want to start something, right? Do you want to grow your business? So it could be you could say wealth or finances, something in there. It could be something with your spirituality, right? It could be something in your relationships, right? For your personal growth, it can be, you know, you can have several different categories that you want to do things in. Now, what I did was I had several things, probably about 4 to 5 things in each of those categories. I had a, you know, a physical category, a financial category, a business category, a relationship category. I had a fun stuff category. Like, I had all this stuff. And I was listening to a friend of mine as she was going over her stuff. And I always tell her, you overwhelm me because you do a lot. I thought I did a lot, but you outlot me, right? And as she was talking, I kept thinking about my list, and I realized that it wasn't important for me to have all of those things on my list. What was important for me was to collapse the list. Watch this. So there was two, like when I looked at what I had for my financial goals and my business goals, what I realized was that I could actually collapse those two goals, like all 8 to 9 things I had. And I needed to find that one thing that I could do, like that big domino, that if I knocked that over, everything else would fall into place. That's what I want you to do. I want you to think of those big ticket items, no more than about 3 to 4. Right? Because I'm thinking about maybe the year in quarters. Maybe you might want to do 2, first half of the year, second half of the year, that are in, and again, in line in some of these different areas that you want to propel in, right? But I want you to, if you go the first in your first round, write down the things that you want to do, that you want to accomplish, that you want to see come to fruition for yourself. But then I want you to go back through the list and look at the domino. The big thing, the big ticket item, that if you do this thing, this is what's going to strike up the band. This is what's going to change it. This is what's going to really get you going. And it might even be the hardest thing, right? Because sometimes what we do is, and I know I do, I avoid doing the hard things and settle for the easy things that are small until I have to get to the hard things. Well, let's reverse it. I got to do things different. I'm reversing it. I'm taking on the hard thing, and I'm going to say, I'm going to work on this. This is what is at the top of my list, and this is what I'm going to be doing. And so then once I have that one thing, right? Once I have that, now my strategy is, what do I have to do to accomplish this? I might take that and put it into a 12-week or 8-week goal. Do you see what I'm saying? So if, let's say that your goal was to save $10,000, right? Okay, so that's what the goal is. I want to do that. Let's say that maybe that's going to be a little challenging. So I need to do that over the year, right? Or let's say $1,000 a month, so $12,000. Okay, so what do I need to do to start that goal? right? So I'm going to have to put a plan together. I'm going to have to put a plan together on how I have to save money. I may have to cut out some things. I may have to shift some things. I got to write all this stuff down. And I have to figure out a way that I'm going to be able to make this happen, you know, day in and day out, right? If it's overtime that I have to do, and it's maybe it's a couple of hours a month of overtime that I have to do in order to save an extra $1,000 a month, then I'm going to put that schedule together, right? I'm going to put that together. I'm going to make sure my rest time is settled. The other things that I want to do are settled, because that's the goal. Because if I get that going, if I get that started, it's going to knock out all these other things. Let's say I want to get more disciplined with my spending. Well, if I'm saving $1,000 a month, I'm getting more disciplined in my spending. Maybe I want to eat out less. Well, if I have to save $1,000 a month, I'm going to eat out less. So that's an example. Those are two examples of how you can take that first thing, but that one big thing that can, if you do this, it can wipe out all the other things. And so that's what I am looking at. Since I already written down the categories, I actually started looking. I was like, oh, I can collapse this into this thing, and I can collapse this right here, and this is how I can do this. And this that I have on my list, I really need to take that off the list, because sometimes, as number three, you might have to take some things off the list. Sometimes we are overburdening ourselves to do things that really, if we got smarter about, we can do those things differently. Or we can table those to a different time. That's one of the things, again, doing things different. It's easy for me to compile a big list. It's hard for me to make it shorter. That might set somebody free right there. So I am challenging you to do less, to get smarter at what it is, and say, I can, this thing right here, I can table this. And maybe you just table it for 6 months. And when I say table it, I'm saying, don't think about it, leave it alone, don't worry about it. Don't put any energy into it. No thought behind it. Just say, I can't do it right now, so I'm going to go on to something else. Again, that may not be easy, but for me, if I'm working on doing things differently, that's what I have to do for myself. So that's what I'm encouraging you to do with that. The next thing, which might be, I think this is the last thing that I have, is that I want you to make some declarations, like some I statements, right? And so I have a few I statements that I have for myself that I've done. So for example, I said, like, there are some places where I've been with my finances that I'm just not going anymore. I am not going back. That is a hard period. Again, I said what I said, and I'm not taking it back. I'm not going back, right? I'm not going back to, and when I think about that particular statement, it really has to do to with some financial places I've been. I'm just not going back. The devil's a liar. I'm not going back. And when I tell you, I have already started putting systems and processes in place to not go back, like, I'm mad at myself. Like, we just ain't gonna do this no more. We are going to do things differently. So that's my first declaration. My second declaration is I understand now that stillness actually works for me instead of against me. The things that have been revealed to me in my stillness is just out of this world. The things that I've been able to see, the things that I've had time for, that really crazily are propelling me in various areas of my life that really can obliterate anything that I've written down because I was still. It actually works for me. And so I'm encouraging you guys to find something like that, right? But this is my declaration. Stillness. I'm learning. That's working for a sister. I don't have to like it. And then I decided I'm not going to keep on not liking what I don't like, right? Like I said for this year, I ain't got to like it. But you know what? I'm going to learn to like it, because what I'm getting through it and from being still is far beyond what I ever thought God could, not that he could do, but that I ever saw for myself. So stillness is working for me. I am going to get out more. It's another declaration. I'm just going to get out more. I started doing it this year, hang out with my girls. I want to do some more things, maybe do some things by myself, but just get out more. Not be in the house all the time, because I'm a homebody. Just get out. Go see the world. go listen to music, go walk around, go to a museum. And because it's real easy for me to say, I don't feel like going. Oh, that's so easy. I got to do things different. I want to expand my discomfort, right? I want to expand what it is that makes me feel uncomfortable so that I can gain more comfort, right? So I got to expand that area of my life. And finally, my last one is this. I want to make sure that I'm letting go of what I feel like I need to hold on to. I'm telling you that has been a prayer of mine. You know, you can get yourself in, and we were talking about finances earlier, you can get yourself into such a financial bind that your hands are closed and it's a nervousness of giving, right? And I don't care if it's tithes, I don't care if it's offering, I don't care if it's for a friend, I don't care if it's for eating out, I don't care if it's for buying yourself, you know, a $10 latte. I don't know if they cost that much, but I digress. I don't care what it is, but you can get so closed off and want to hold on because you don't know where that next dollar is going to come from, right? That I want to give it to God. I want to, and what I'm saying is, I don't want to worry. I don't want to hold on to anything tight that I feel like I have to hold on to. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a person. I don't care if it's a material item. I don't care if it's money. I want to be free from it. And that doesn't mean I can't keep it. That means that I don't want to have to think about so much not having it, right? There are some people that we're holding on to so much that we feel like we have to be there. Or if we're not, they're going to think we don't love them, or they're going to think that, you know, we don't want them in our lives. But you know what? You got to give it to God. It's like, I can't do that. I'm carrying Tamika this year, right? I'm carrying me, and I'm going to do some things differently. And I am declaring that I'm not going to be holding on to things as tight as I had been in the past, because I know it. Here's the thing. If I have the evidence, which I have, that God has never left me nor forsaken me, why do every time I get into a situation with a person, with a business partner, with whatever it is, that I start to get this into this tightness and this frustration or these feelings? I want to be thinking about my feelings, as I said in a previous podcast, and if I'm feeling one of these negative emotions, I want to be able to stop back and be able to analyze, God, you're trying to talk to me through that, and what is it that I'm missing? Those are my declarations that I have for the year. So I want you, as we close out this year, to be thinking about your next season, your next whatever, your next encounters, the next level of your life. And I want you to be doing something absolutely fruitful for yourself in your next. It has been a pleasure to be with you guys this year. And we are actually almost in, I think it was February 5th of this year, I started this podcast. And I can't wait till we get to a full year, but we are ending the calendar year with this particular podcast. And next time you hear my voice, we will have crossed over. So it is with that I say Happy New Year. God bless you. I hope that there was something that I said in this podcast that's been a blessing to your spirit as you prepare for your next. Do it in the way that is not only going to benefit you, but pleasing to the Father. You guys decide that you're going to be safe for the New Year's and great on purpose. God bless you. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.